the Ziegfeld Girl. Kahn brought the lyric to Brown somewhat apologetically.
Maceo, this is a dummy lyric, just to give you something to work by.
All right, Gus. Thanks a lot.
As soon as you have the melody you want, I'll rewrite it.
You stepped out of a dream. Gus, I think this is a wonderful lyric, just the way it is. I wouldn't change a word of it.
And so Gus Kahn left the lyric just as it was. And just as it was, so did it appear in Ziegfeld Girl. And so did you sing it in the years that followed. Remember?
You stepped out of a dream. You are too wonderful to be what you seem. Could there be eyes like yours? Could there be lips like yours? Could there be smiles like yours, honest and truly? You stepped out of a cloud. I want to take you away from the crowd and have you all to myself. Alone and a part of a dream, safe in my heart. You stepped out of a dream. You are too wonderful to be what you seem. Could there be eyes like yours? Could there be lips like yours? Could there be smiles like yours, honest and truly? Oh, you stepped out of a cloud. I want to take you away, away from the crowd and have you.
Back in those early days when the talkies were cutting their first teeth on celluloid, Naceo Herb Brown and Arthur Freed met in Remick's music store and started writing together. Irving Thalberg heard of them and called them out to Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer about doing a score for the first Broadway Melody picture. They met with Thalberg at 10 in the morning. By 11, they were back at their piano, picking out songs they had already written, songs they thought would fit the needs of the picture. And doing a little revising here and there, by 1 o'clock, they were back with a complete score for the picture under their arms. Thalberg had one comment.
What took you so long?
Things moved fast in those days, but things didn't move so fast on another day when producer Charles Rogers sent for Brown.
Naceo, I'm going to do a picture called The Woman Command, starring Pola Negri.
Well, you've got the best when you've got her.
I want a song for her, a song that you can guarantee me will be a hit.
Guarantee a hit? How can anyone guarantee a hit?
Well, the studio expects a hit picture from me. I expect a hit song from you.
Well, I'll do my best.
I have to have the song in 3 weeks.
Pola Negri was the number one glamour girl of the era. She had a low voice with a cello-like quality, and it took a very special song to suit her voice, and an even more special song to be a guaranteed hit. But in 3 weeks, Naceo Herb Brown wrote for Pola Negri one of the great hits in the history of popular music. The lyrics are by Mr. Brown himself, in collaboration with Gordon Clifford. And here is the song.
And when he holds my hand, and then I understand, his eyes of fire,
Nacio Herb Brown has always tried in his music to capture beauty, just as he tried in Paradise to capture the rich, sultry beauty of Pola Negri's voice. So had he tried as a boy to put into music the calm, star-stabbed beauty of a California night. He wrote a barcarolle that went like this. The barcarolle was put away and forgotten. But years later, when Brown and Arthur Freed were asked to write a song that would make a big, impressive finale for the film The Hollywood Review, Brown got out the barcarolle and changed the rhythm. Freed went to work on the lyric, and the result was a song as popular as Rain in August. Everyone sang it, everyone loved it, and everyone remembers
singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart, and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I have a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain and singing, just singing in the rain.
Why am I smiling and why do I sing? Why does December seem sunny as spring?
Why do I get up each morning to start
happy and head up with joy in my heart?
Why is each new task a trifle to do? Because I am living a life full of you.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain.
What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again.
I walk down the lane with a happy refrain and singing.
Continue with the Railroad Hour salute to Nacio Herb Brown in just a moment. But first, a message from the railroads.
While we are listening to the Railroad Hour tonight, our railroads are working for us in many ways. Let's see exactly what they are doing for us during the 30 minutes we are enjoying the music and story of Nacio Herb Brown. During this short time, about 600 freight and passenger trains will start on their runs from points all over the United States. The freight trains will turn out transportation service equivalent to moving approximately 30 million tons of freight of all kinds for a distance of 1 mile. Passenger trains during this time will perform transportation service equivalent to moving the entire population of a city the size of Philadelphia for a distance of 1 mile. And while rendering this essential transportation service, the railroads will be contributing to the economic life of our country in other ways. Every 30 minutes, the railroads pay out more than $250,000 in wages to employees. They pay out more than $115,000 in purchases of fuel, materials, and supplies. They pay more than $45,000 in taxes, which go to support the ordinary functions of government. In other words, during the broadcasting of this program, railroad payrolls, purchases, and taxes amount to a total of more than $400,000, nearly $1 million an hour. These are just some of the things which railroads do to help Americans produce more and live better than any other people on earth. It takes big railroads, financially healthy and physically strong, to meet the needs of a big country. That's the way the American people wanted their railroads to be, and that's the way they want to keep them. Now, here is the second half of the Railroad Hour's tribute to Nacio Herb Brown.
Since Nacio Herb Brown studied the violin from childhood, many of his melodies are written for that instrument. One of those melodies was a gay Viennese waltz, which later set to a new rhythm and given a lyric by Arthur Freed became another great hit. I'm certain you recall the wonderful love song sung by Raymond Navarro in The Pagan.
Come by Tahitian skies and the starlit waters linger in your eyes. Native hills are calling.
It has always been Brown's ambition to write better and better music. Born in New Mexico, the haunting harmonies that border on the Oriental and the Latin melodies continually intrigue and capture his imagination. His new instrumental music has in it the surging harmonies and wild melodies of both the Oriental and the Latin. And in the music for his latest motion picture, The Kissing Bandit, you can hear these same exciting qualities. When he started work on the picture, he went to see a young lyric writer who also coached a great many singers at the studio, Mr. Earl Brent.
Earl, I came to you because I have a melody for a song that I think is going to be very difficult to sing.
Really?
Yes. It's in a minor key. It moves swiftly, and it needs a very special lyric. I wondered if you'd work on it with me.
I'd be happy to.
You see, it's so difficult to sing that unless we have words that really fit the notes, it's going to be impossible to sing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go to work on it.
And so Earl Brent and Maceo Herb Brown went to work. And the song you heard in The Kissing Bandit was the wonderful Love Is Where You Find It.
Love is where you find it. Don't be blind. It's all around you, everywhere. Take it. Take a chance now. For a moment now. Tell someone that you care. Upon you, when it's gone, you feel despair. Soon, though, in the moon glow, you'll find that a new love is there. Love is where you find it. Fate designed it to be waiting everywhere. It may hide from you for a while. It may come to in a smile, and the flame of a new love in the arms of a true love, seek and shoot
yourself. Love is where you find it. Don't be blind. It's all around you, everywhere. Take a chance.
When you go back and look through the days and the music of the days of Nacio Brown's life, you find over and over that one desire, to do something really serious, something really big, something really good. Like all young composers, he too wanted to write a symphony. When he was 18, he had the symphony all planned, the form worked out, and the themes for all four movements. But, as has happened to others before him and after him, somehow the symphony got lost in the busy years, and he didn't complete it. One day, he took the main theme of the symphony and gave it to Arthur Freed. Freed came back a few days later with a lyric.
What's the matter, Nacio? Don't you like it?
Of course I like it. Why wouldn't I like it?
Well, you haven't said anything for half an hour.
I was just thinking about the tricks life plays on us. Once I was a kid, and I was going to write a symphony. And here I am writing popular music.
Well, popular music in its own way is a symphony too, Nacio. Did you ever stop to think about that? It's a symphony of living. It's the melody a man whistles in the shower and the song a child hums on the way to school. It's the music a man sends to a girl when he can't say in words exactly how he feels about her. It's the tune she sings to herself when she's putting on her best dress to go meet him. Maybe it isn't important music in the accepted sense of the word, Nacio, but it's part of a symphony all the same. The symphony you and I and everyone else in this country is living every day.
Well, Arthur, you may be right. But every man has his own rainbow, and I still want to do the kind of thing I think is important. I'll tell you what I think about this lyric, though.
I wish you would.
I think this is the greatest lyric I've ever read to any song in my entire life. I think you've given this melody such wonderful words that they sing themselves right into the notes. No one will ever hear this melody, whether the words are being sung at the time or not, without thinking of your words. That's what I think about this lyric.
You came, I was alone. I should have known you were temptation. You smiled, luring me on. My heart was gone. You were temptation. It would be thrilling if you were willing. If it can never be, pity me, for you were born to be kissed. I can't resist. You are temptation and I am yours. Here's my heart. Take it and say that we'll never part. I'm just a slave, only a slave to you. Temptation.
You were born to be kissed. I can't resist.
That we'll never part. I'm just a slave, only a slave to you. Temptation, temptation.
So, from music that America has sung and remembered, the Railroad Hour salutes the warmth, the charm, the brilliance of the music of Mr. Nacio Herb Brown. As a lasting remembrance of tonight's tribute, the Railroad Hour is presenting Mr. Brown with a scroll signed by William T. Farrisee, President of the Association of American Railroads, which reads as follows. On behalf of the Railroad Hour, its listeners, its artists, and its sponsors, this tribute is offered to Nacio Herb Brown for his wonderful melodies, which, after the movies had learned to talk, taught them to sing. And here to accept the award is Nacio Herb Brown, Jr., son of the composer.
Gordon, it's a great pleasure to accept this award on behalf of my father. I know that you've brought back a good many memories to him as you sang his songs this evening. For a while, he's not devoting his time to more serious music. He nevertheless has a great affection for the days and the songs when he and the Talking Pictures were young together. Thank you again, and good night.
Good night. Thanks for coming. Well, next week, folks, the Railroad Hour will pay tribute to two gentlemen who have collaborated on some of America's most thrilling music, Mr. Richard Rodgers and Mr. Oscar Hammerstein. You will hear their great songs from South Pacific, Carousel, Allegro, State Fair, and, of course, this favorite from Oklahoma.
Don't start collecting things. Give me my rose and my glove. Sweetheart, they're suspecting things.
Ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. The Railroad Summer Hour is written by Gene Holloway and is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. These railroads are your hometown partners. They are an essential, dependable working part of the life of thousands of cities and towns all over America. Railroads employ local people, often buy supplies locally. They own local property and pay local taxes on it. They are responsible citizens and good neighbors in your own hometown. Well, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. So until next week, goodbye.
Gordon MacRae is now being seen in the Warner Brothers Technicolor production, Look for the Silver Lining. In tonight's tribute, Ted Osborne appeared in the role of Nacio Herb Brown. Paul Frees played Gus Kahn and Arthur Freed. Whitfield Connor was Irving Thalberg and Earl Brent. And I played Charles R. Rogers. And now for Lucille Norman, the sportsman, John Rarig and his orchestra, and your host, Gordon MacRae, a hearty invitation to meet us again next week at this same place on your dial. We'll have more songs and a tribute to Richard Rogers and Oscar Hammerstein. This is Marvin Miller speaking.
ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.